KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal government is still shut down. The White House says furloughed workers could be fired as soon as this week. Warren Buffett has announced his biggest deal in years with Berkshire Hathaway's $9.7 billion acquisition of Occidental Petroleum's chemical division. OxyChem makes things like chlorine for water treatment facilities. It could be Buffett's last big deal before he hands over the Berkshire Hathaway reins next year. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, lively politics with 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government is shut down, and now there will be a hiring freeze in Dane County. County Executive Melissa Agard says chaos in Washington has ripple effects here. It means federal funding may be disrupted. However, the county was also facing a $31 million deficit because of rising costs and stagnant revenues from the state, all while Dane is the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. Agard says non-essential hiring will pause, so that excludes positions that deliver frontline services or ensure public safety. Agard will be presenting this plan to the county board in about 3 weeks. And amid the government shutdown, Democrats are pushing to continue tax credits for health insurance premiums. These special credits are set to expire at the end of this year. They help 22 million middle and lower income Americans afford their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four with an income below about $125,000 qualifies. If these credits stop, the average person could see their premium more than double. Wisconsin Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore and Senator Tammy Baldwin have been talking to constituents about what this would mean for their lives. Here's Baldwin at a roundtable in Marathon County.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this. I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
These programs save the average family about $700 a year. If the tax credits expire, Baldwin says as many as 30,000 Wisconsinites could lose their coverage. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ. High, high character individual. But I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
92.7 WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
What assurances do we have if we entered into an agreement with these Republicans that they wouldn't go back on their word and just say, oh yeah, we'll sign off on a rescissions package? Everything that the Democrats fought for, such as health care assurances around the Affordable Care Act, yeah, we'll make sure that that holds. We don't have any assurances.
Hi.
Hi.
That is some Jasmine Crockett, yep, that I also like into my veins, uh-huh, directly on a daily basis. It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie, Bella with a Z. Today we have the Carl Frisch.
Yep.
My old and dear friend Dan Pasternak, who is on tour with Ryan Reynolds and Chris Candy, moderating of panels for John Candy, I Like Me. It's a documentary that drops next Friday, yep, on Amazon Prime, but they're on the road right now. They're going to be here in Los Angeles.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't
it?
Yeah. They're going to be here in Los Angeles tonight at the Montalban, so there are a few tickets left, so feel free to go get it. Go to johncandy.com. You can get it there.
I've been to the Montalban. I saw the Empire Strips Back there.
That looks fun.
It was a Star Wars themed burlesque show.
I should have gone to that. Did Mark Hamill show up? Do we know?
No, Mark Hamill didn't show up, but they had Darth Vader swinging back and forth on a Death Star,
oh,
to the song Wrecking Ball.
Oh my
and,
god.
And like stripping to it.
That's funny.
It was very funny.
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
We also have the lovely and talented Dana Goldberg on in the third hour. So Okay, you just gave me some breaking news.
Uh-huh.
In England.
Yeah.
Two people have been killed after a suspect rammed a car into pedestrians outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue, that's a lot of words,
yeah,
in Crumpsall, is where it was hit. And today's Yom Kippur, so...
It is.
Everybody that is Jewish, my friend Dan, who will be very hungry today, yep, when he comes on the show.
Well, that's the reason we don't have Dr. Redliner today.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Dan said, I'm a bad Jew, but I'm doing that. So he's not that bad.
Okay.
But Manchester police confirmed two people were killed and a suspect was shot by police, which is rare in England for anybody to get shot, because they really, I mean, only cops have guns as far as I know, and they didn't have them for years. A video posted on social media said police were surrounding the suspect, warning onlookers to get back because the man had a bomb. And Keir Starmer said, I'm appalled by the attack at the synagogue. The fact that this has taken place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, makes it all the more horrific. And I'm with him. So, and there were some stabbings after he rammed the truck into the synagogue. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he didn't have a gun. I'll give him that. I'm sure a lot more people would have been injured had it been here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love or hate England, but that is why no more people were hurt. And I'm very upset that two people so far have been killed. Yeah. So that is just, that's awful, awful news. And love and light to the victims and their families. Back to our shutdown.
Yeah.
This is fun. HUD. This is illegal sounding to me. HUD posted radical left in Congress is now being blamed on HUD's website for the shutdown.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound legal to me.
No.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development emblazoned with a bright red banner, and I went there. It said radical left in Congress for the government shutdown. And we'll use... according to journalist Marissa Cabas, or Cabas, I'm not sure.
Okay.
The HUD website displayed a similar banner messaging before the shutdown was final on Tuesday, warning the radical left would inflict massive pain on the American people if their demands were not met. This doesn't seem right. This seem Hatch Act violations.
Yeah, it does. And AOC brought that up last night.
She did.
Yeah, they may be looking into that sort of... Robert Garcia, I believe, sent out a press release about it this morning.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. This is just... I mean, yeah, here's another one. The government shut down because Chuck Schumer is a... well, this is... this is J.D. Vance saying that the government is shut down because Chuck Schumer is terrified about a primary challenge by AOC. I don't think it's just that. It might be a part of it. But he got pressure from the country and understood that this was a... Like we've been saying yesterday and we're continuing to say, is it's not all about the ACA kids. Mm-hmm. It's partly about that, but it's about the Republicans welching on their deals, saying, yes, I'll agree to this, and then saying, no, I won't. So that's what this is about more than anything else. We cannot trust them to negotiate in good faith. And even if we thought that and we negotiated in March, Chuck Schumer did in March, and what did they do? They pulled money away.
They reneged on their deal.
And so that's not, it's not about Chuck Schumer wanting to,
yeah,
you know, hold his seat so much as he's realizing finally, thank you, that, you know, people were like, dude, don't even. Oh, and then.
Well, yeah, but Trump indicated this morning that he's going to use the shutdown as an opportunity to axe Democratic agencies.
Yes.
So,
I saw that this morning. Too. Yeah.
The Washington Post wrote yesterday that Trump set a trap and Democrats walked into it.
I don't think so. They were going to do it anyway.
They were going to do it anyway, but now, you know.
They were going to do it anyway. So you negotiate.
But now he's going to get rid of agencies. That...
He's going to do it anyway. It's like the press is trying to play into what Donald wants. Because they do, because they are terrified of him. We have a story about that. But again, furloughed employees at HHS were told to send an out-of-office message blaming Democrats for the situation. Here is the following language that the direction said. Thank you for contacting me on September 19th, 2025. The House of Representatives passed H.R. 5371, a clean continuing resolution. Unfortunately, Democratic senators are blocking its passage in the Senate, which has led to a lapse in appropriations. Due to this lapse, I am currently in furlough status and unable to respond to emails. I will reply once government operations resume. This is a clear violation of the law. You cannot politicize these agencies. I mean...
Who's going to hold each one of these people accountable?
This is why in 26, we need to elect people that will hold these people accountable. Because this is a clear violation of
right.
the law.
But nobody's going to be held accountable for this.
Mm-hmm. Not this year.
Not a single person.
Not this year. I say run on it. Say we're going to hold people accountable because that's a clear violation. I mean, the silence of the generals on Tuesday... showed you that there is resistance to Donald and Hegseth, which gives me hope that at least the military gets it. And that was my fear, was the military wouldn't get it. And I think they're getting it. Because he's going to... I mean, there's a precursor to him, you know, stopping the election in 28 using the military. And I don't think they're going to do it. Looking at those generals' faces, some might support him, but most, I don't think, support what he wants to do. Because these guys take an oath to the Constitution. They've been around, they've been doing this since before the lovely Bella was born. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, this is frightening that they sent this out to say that you have to, as an employee. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, plenty of people would, though.
I wouldn't.
And nobody's gonna hold them accountable.
I mean, it's just, and it's Donald's shutdown. As he has said on multiple occasions, that it's the president responsible for any and all shutdowns. 2013. Seth Meyers did a whole breakdown of that last night, apparently, on Donald Trump saying it's the fault of the president if there's a shutdown. So can we just agree with Donald on that one time? Here it is. Here's what you're talking about. President Trump is going to use an opportunity not to tell people who furloughed in a few days. Mm-hmm. This is Cruz. He said, we'll make Democrats scream and weep by firing left-wing bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm. And they will.
What's going to do is cause Democrats in Congress to scream and weep and gnash their teeth. I cannot wait for the next Democrat lunch.
All they want is to make the Democrats mad.
Then don't let them make you
mad.
They're
trolling. They're trolling Democrats here, and Democrats are falling into it. Like I said yesterday, Hakeem Jeffries fell into that trolling trap yesterday. He got mad, and it just encouraged them to do even more today. You know, I'm sick of the weak sauce replies to what the Republicans are doing. I'm just really sick of it. We need better messaging.
Gavin Newsom's doing it.
Gavin Newsom is the only person who's doing it well. He trolled against everybody in the Republican Party yesterday very effectively.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the weak response by Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries in general has just been boring me recently.
Yes,
to the
absolutely.
Point where I'm just like, I don't want to listen to anything you have to say anymore, because all you do is you do these interviews on MSNBC and you're just sitting there
saying how unfair the Republicans are and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
it's like,
but you're not doing anything
about it. Pelosi would have gotten something done.
As a minority leader?
Yes, absolutely. She got a whole lot of stuff done as minority leader.
Well, she stopped a lot of stuff.
Yes.
She did.
That is doing something.
I think for Hakeem Jeffries, too, it just kind of, it all, like, aside from the logistics of what he can and cannot do in his position, how he presents himself is significantly, like,
a victim. He's coming across as a victim and portraying the entire Democratic Party as victims of what the Republican Party is doing. I'm sick of that.
Part of me wishes that, at least with the whole AI thing, he should have just, you know, maybe not even acknowledged it or just
ignored
been like,
it.
You know what? Like, okay, if that's his MO, that's his MO. Move on. Let's move on.
Exactly.
He gave it too much attention.
But to, you know, say it's racist what they did. No crap.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody knows it's racist.
Yeah.
You don't need to point it out again and again and again.
Yeah. It's like we know this is the behavior that's going to be exhibited by
Stop
by
being
Trump.
Surprised by what Trump does.
Yeah.
Do we have a thing?
Yeah, I just
I see it. You just handed it. Yeah. I have so many things here.
It is a big pile today.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just spread things out so that I can figure out what is happening on the planet.
I know.
I have over there, over here, over there. It's everywhere. I just kind of throw up paper when I'm here. And on that note, it is 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Home Title Lock. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI, as we've been talking about, and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property, and you won't even know until it's happened. You'll get a collection or foreclosure notice. Well, that would be scary. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie, and you'll get a free title history and report and free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, which includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I'm going to be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 24 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie and Stephanie with a Z, Bella with a Z, or Stella with a Z. We're just going to go with all the names.
Sure. Zelda,
Zelda. Zelda. There we go. Zelda actually has a Z.
I like Zelda.
Do you really want to be called Zelda?
She kept that up for like a month after you got here.
Yeah. Really? I mean, I didn't mind it. I'll respond to anything. It's also difficult because my government name is Isabella, but my nickname my entire life has been Bella. Mm-hmm. So when I start new positions or I'm working on a new project, they have my name written down as Isabella. I told them my name is Bella, so then naturally they call me Isabel, which I don't know how that comes out. All right. But
yeah.
Somebody that worked for my parents, her name is Isabella.
Yeah.
But she had a very thick Spanish accent. Mm. And so we called her Chevella.
Chevella. Okay. As in like a Chevy Chevelle?
It was just, it was our whiteness that just screwed all that up.
Okay, got it.
I own it completely. And I finally realized, I'm like, your name is Isabella. She goes, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm so sorry all these years. And she's like, it's okay.
Yeah, I kind of just let them call me. I got called Isabel yesterday and I was like, I'm not going to correct that.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatevs. Hey, Karen in Chicago. I'm so sorry about Loki.
Thank you. It was a rough day.
It was a rough day,
but, you know, I'm relieved because, you know, he was really struggling, particularly the last few days. So, you know how they say, you know when you know that it's time. And
exactly.
I knew that it was time, and it was a beautiful thing. We did it in our home, and it was great.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much.
Of course, honey.
I just want to say, I don't think that we can assume that everybody knows that it's racism, you know, that what Trump is doing is racist. I think that it is important, particularly as white Americans, that we call it out every single time. I feel like when people, you know, get their backs up when we call it out and they say, oh, you're just pulling the race card or whatever, it has a chilling effect, and then it stops us from having those very uncomfortable conversations.
True.
So I think it's always important to point it out that it is racist, because I don't think that we're that smart. I don't think that a lot of Americans really do recognize it as racism. And, you know, it's the same people that sit there and say, like, oh, racism is dead, you know, or because we elected Barack Obama, we've overcome racism. It's here.
That.
I mean, and I just think that we can't stop calling it out, you know, just because they're going to take it and, you know, use it against us. We have to call this out all the time, every time.
Totally agree with you, Karen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. However, I don't think that's what at least when I was complaining about Hakeem Jeffries in the last segment, that is not what I meant.
Right.
He had every right to call it out. He had every right to talk about it. I just don't think the attitude and the way that he presented it was as effective as it could have been. Mm-hmm. You know,
there was no fight in them.
There was no fight. And I also think it's like, okay, well, the people who should be called out and told, like, hey, this is racism, they're not going to listen to Hakeem Jeffries on MSNBC.
No, because he's not white.
No, they're not going to listen to him. So I do agree with Karen where it's our job as white people to call this out. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't think they're mutually exclusive. But.
And John Roberts did basically claim that racism was over when he started to gut the voting rights bill.
Okay.
He did, because if there was...
What does that have to do with this?
Well, you were like, no, people don't say that racism is over. Yes, the Supreme Court basically ruled that way when they started gutting the voting rights bill, because that was based on racism in the South in particular, and how you draw your maps and do all that stuff.
I think everybody for whom the audience was for this meme knew it was racist.
The MAGA people, it was for them. They don't think it's racist.
They are racist.
They know, they know it's racist, and they know it upsets the Democrats, and so that's why
they just know it upsets the Democrats. No, they don't think it's racist. They think it's funny. In fact, there's a quote I have.
I think a lot of people on the MAGA side are a lot more self-aware than we give them credit for.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I used
to work in that world.
Yeah.
I know what... They are way more self-aware than you give them credit for.
It is entirely possible that some of them aren't aware, and those are the people that can be saved and can be, you know, educated 100%.
Right.
But I think the majority of them are a lot more self-aware than we think they are.
Exactly.
So they will come out and say I'm racist, or they just know they're racist?
They will say, yeah, that was racist, but it was also funny because it made the Democrats mad.
Oh, I don't think they admit that it's racist. I have a quote. It's funny. J.D. Vance didn't say I'm a racist. He didn't say it was racist. He just thought it was funny.
J.D. Vance is not going to say in public, I'm racist.
Well, he didn't say it was racist either. He didn't say it was racist. He did not say that. He just said it was funny. There's a difference. If he said, yeah, it's racist, but it's funny, then I would give you that.
In their circles, they know it's racist.
All right. We'll be right back.
92.7 WMDX, a Mad City state of mind.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A step forward for Madison's 10th library, although its future may still be on shaky ground. The Northeast Side in particular has lacked equal access to a library when compared to other neighborhoods across Madison. For years, alders and advocates have been pushing for a library there, but residents need access to services, too. And the idea for the Imagination Center was born. It'll be a library and community hub in Rindall Park. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says she knows how badly the area needs the library's resources.
Northeast Side of Madison is one of the fastest growing parts of Madison. It had a population growth rate 7.6% higher than the rest of the state, which is pretty significant. The students who attend the two neighborhood elementary schools, Hawthorne and Sandburg, have high percentages of English language learners, higher percentages of low-income families, and populations of about 80% youth of color. And more than 65% of the school district students living in the area qualify for free or reduced lunch. And 9% of the residents in the northeast side of Madison lack regular access to the internet.
Now, the mayor is adding $320,000 in new money to her city budget proposal to fully staff the new library.
But really glad to be able to include this funding in my executive operating budget so that we don't have to make those hard choices to take services away from one neighborhood in order to serve another.
It's expected to cost about $1.1 million every year to operate the Imagination Center. Even if this money for staffing is approved, the library board would still have to ask for more money in the next city budget to keep all its services. It's set to be finished next September. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Vince Moranto, who will make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about an upcoming Wisconsin date, and my pal Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
As Speaker of the House, do you believe it's appropriate to use American cities as training grounds for the U.S. military, calling those people in the American cities the enemy within? I'm asking you, as Speaker of the House, do you think that's appropriate?
I'm not going to comment on your characterization of what the president said.
I didn't get to see that speech because I was a little busy yesterday.
Those are quotes, not characterization.
Absolutely.
Thank you, George Stephanopoulos. And by the way, ABC should have never bent the knee when he said the right thing about E. Jean Carroll. It is 34 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. And look who we have right there. Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we?
CarlFrisch.com. Hello, Carl Frisch. Did you enjoy our banter about Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, we talk about the weirdest things during the break.
Well, I mean, it's either talking about gross food or, something else.
Yeah, true.
I like pineapple with a little tahini on it.
Yes! That sounds yummy.
Yeah, there's a little lady that sells pineapple with tahini on it right down at the end of the street here.
Yes,
uh-huh.
I know that.
That might be the first place that I ever had it.
Ah,
see,
yes.
See, there you go. How are you, sir, just before we get into this?
How are we all?
Good point. And how is the D.C. area, the war-torn area of Washington, D.C., that you can't walk anywhere unless there's National Guard or...
Yeah, the streets of Georgetown have never been safer with their smoking houses. Yeah.
No kidding. Well, Chris just sent me he normally sends me stuff, but he handed me 47% say Trump caused the shutdown and 30% blame the Dems. So I think that's good.
That's
what
from
do you
Washington
think?
Post poll.
They obviously haven't gone to the HUD website yet.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people
or
are
gotten
being...
an out-of-office reply from a federal worker.
Right. I mean, that to me is, that seems against the law to me. Your thoughts?
I think there are already some lawsuits to that end. Every day is just a lesson. And could you imagine if Democrats had done
right.
this?
Yeah. Right.
You know, but they wouldn't.
Right. That's the problem, I guess.
It's unfathomable to a certain degree, but I've come to expect that every week there will be a new thing mm-hmm. that nobody would have ever thought could have happened.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they have like a ChatGPT engine in the administration where they're like, what horrible thing have we never done that we could do this week?
Right.
They're certainly getting some kind of a help because they meet new levels every day.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a new thing, Sora 2 or something, that literally has, they're stealing copyright from Disney, Fox, and all this stuff. And then they have like Pikachu. Whatever. Disney characters as Nazis. I mean, and nobody's bothered by this? This is a new AI thing. It's an app, apparently.
Yeah, there's all kinds of... I've read about, you know, the fake AI actress that is
yes,
being put out by
Tori
agents
something or other,
roles,
yeah.
SAG-AFTRA had to put out a statement about what an actor is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess restating reality is something that every industry is having to do.
Well, yeah, AI is... It can be good. It can be useful, but... I think from this point forward, like we do with counterfeit money, we've got to figure out how to let everybody know. Like Gavin Newsom posted a brilliant AI attack on Donald and stuff, but he said AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he put up an asterisk that said this is AI generated. So at least he's being honest about what he's doing, unlike Donald and others that are not being honest about it. What do you think about that? I think this is bad for Mike Johnson. He's gloating over the opportunity to shut down. Says that Schumer handed Trump the keys to the kingdom. That doesn't seem like a good thing for a Republican to be espousing, does it to you?
Well, I don't. I feel like it is an attempt at reverse psychology. Done well. You know, I think they're trying to say like, oh, Schumer, if Schumer just made a deal, you know, okay.
As if they would, because we've been talking about it all week. I mean, yes, the ACA stuff, we need that to come back. At least the subsidies, there's more that needs to come back. But at least that part should not go away. And I get that. But what I've gathered is the main reason that the Democrats did not vote for the CR is because of rescissions that could be made. Because last time, that's what they did. So we've been saying, and Chris is rightfully arguing this fact, that Democrats should be going, yes, we want the ACA stuff, but the problem that we had was they were going to renege on the contract again. And I think that's simple for people to understand. Do you?
Well, it's certainly simple for certain Republican senators to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's been reporting about Senator Snow in Maine, you know, having consternation behind the scenes about the work that she's done being flushed right down the toilet by the administration.
Right.
You know, trying to get the spending plans together, getting them passed by the Senate, only to have them completely undone by the administration. If the administration is able to do that, what's the point of having a Congress?
Exactly.
But there's the answer the Trump administration is looking for.
Exactly, exactly. They've just abdicated their role, like much like the Supreme Court has been doing. And they come back to work next Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what they decide.
Yeah, I think the federal courts are able to subsist for a couple weeks, depending on how long the shutdown lasts.
Well, I believe that there is a story going around that people are trying to talk to Democrats about, especially the ACA stuff. But to me, it's the rescission stuff. If they aren't going to agree to, they can't do sign that into law, then what's the point? I mean, it's negotiating in bad faith.
Right. I mean, there is, it's not negotiating.
Right.
It's all show. It's parlor tricks if it doesn't stick. It's sleight of hand. It's shorthand magic. And as much as I would like to see Trump confined to the Magic Castle, this is not what democracy is about. This is not what the system of checks and balances that the founders envisioned and put in the Constitution had in mind.
Exactly. And then apparently, this is hilarious to me, Republicans were warned not to vacation during the shutdown. And they literally said, don't go to Cancun, which is funny, you know, because of who went there. But it's the fact that the Republicans are not even in D.C. right now. Democrats are there. They haven't
right.
left. They're still there. They're, hey, let's get back to work. And the fact that they didn't even seat Grijalva yet, which is just to me, they can't delay the Epstein petition for, I mean, the next Congress, obviously, it would be a different Congress, but they still have it until 27. So this petition can last forever. So I don't know why they're delaying seating her when she's going to sign it regardless.
Yeah, I think it's probably their attempt to, you know, force negotiation of some kind, you know, or to buy time to get Republicans to pull off their names. We know that the Trump administration is lobbying Republican members who've signed it to take their names away or to oppose it. So, you know, they will do whatever it takes to do his bidding, whatever it takes.
I don't like them. Have I said that lately? And Musk crony, Tesla investor James Fishback said the shutdown is a win for Trump. Again, I don't think that's good for somebody to say that it's a win for a Republican, in air quotes, president, to be a win for him, because shutdowns are never a good idea.
No, well, they typically don't benefit Republicans politically. They're a bad idea for the American people.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
And, you know, past attempts to ensure that these types of things don't happen have always been rebuffed by conservatives in Congress. So, you know, we are here mm-hmm. because the Trump administration continues to undermine the will of Congress. And if they would stop doing that, I think more Democrats would come to the table.
No, I 100%, because it's like, again, they're negotiating in bad faith, because again, it's not if Donald and Russ Vought, who is just the worst human on the planet besides Donald, in my little lady opinion, can just say, hey, well, I mean, they're going to start firing people at the EPA. They're going to start firing people at the Bureau of Labor. I mean, they're going to start doing that just to troll, as Chris said, the Democrats. And it's like, really?
Well, and, you know, that's really going to have a great impact on their chances for the November election here in Virginia. You know, if you live in Northern Virginia or, you know, probably quite a bit deep into Virginia, you know more than one somebody who has lost their job after decades of service to the federal government. In some cases, you know people who have lost the same job twice or three times
right.
in a matter of months.
Right.
Yeah,
they've been brought back and let go and brought back and let go. And so this does not bode well for them, particularly in light of November's election here in Virginia, where a significant part of the workforce is made up of federal employees. Scientists, law enforcement, you know, investigators, all sorts of important critical jobs, you know, disease specialists. You know, when Virginia's economy relies on Northern Virginia's economy, it is not good for the prospects of anybody who is on that side of the issue.
Well, that's what I find, the word amusing is not the right word, interesting, that when Doge fires all these people, they get 7 months of severance, right? And then they're like, oh, we're going to rehire you. So they got 7 months of paid vacation, basically, and now they're rehired back to their job. That doesn't seem efficient to me, because wasn't it the Department of Government Efficiency?
I don't think anybody's ever accused the government of being efficient.
It can be when it's done right. This particular federal government is not being done right.
An entire conversation could be had about the role of auditor generals and inspectors generals ensuring the efficiency of the federal government.
Yeah, sure.
And the waste that they police each and every year versus what Doge did and continues to do. Doge was not about efficiency. Doge was about removing federal employees to cripple federal agencies and, in many cases, replacing career professionals and experts with basically children and partisan hacks.
Yeah.
No, and that's why, I mean, you want to make government not work right? Do that. I mean,
get rid of people who know
what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like, and then, oh, so we need to hire the people that know what they're doing back, because this is a really big thing to try to run. I mean, yes, we have issues with, say, the DMV, but nowadays you can make appointments, which is lovely.
In some states.
In some states, you know, it's like, it's, you know, we have issues with some bureaucratic agencies, but without them, you don't get your social security checks. You don't get your driver's license. You don't, you know, there are certain things.
There's nobody,
like,
to pick up the phone when you call about a social security
problem. Thank you. I mean, it's so, it's, they really want to drown us in the bathtub as far as how to run a country. And it's just going to make it, well, I mean, Russell Vought is one of the authors of Project 2025, and he's going down the list of the 900-page book.
Well, their ultimate goal is to hobble federal agencies from doing their work so that the work can be privatized under the guise of saving money and making the systems work, which is really under the guise of nickel and diming the American people into poverty, where every single thing we're paying a higher price for. There are localities around this country that have privatized various, you know, most of city or county services, and the people who live in those counties are paying far more for those services than they did in taxes, and they're paying more for less than they paid in taxes previously.
Yeah, that's a big thing that I get from some people that I know that are hardcore Republicans, some are MAGA. Like, I pay all this money and this isn't getting done. Well, do you really want it privatized? Because then you're still paying your taxes, because you don't make enough money for the taxes to go down for you. You're still paying all these taxes, and then you have to pay for a toll road or the fire department or the police department, you know, or trash collection or whatever it is that you normally, that was your taxes that were paying for that. And so I don't.
Yeah, they can go back to the era when the fire department served the homes that paid it directly. And if your neighbor didn't pay for it, well, good luck.
Yeah, and that seems frightening to me, because even if I did pay for it, that guy's house is burning. So that's not cool. I don't want my neighbor's house to burn down either. It's just, I don't get it. It's like I was saying the other day to somebody on a thread, this person was complaining about stuff. I said, you know what? I don't have children, but I pay property taxes and that pays for schools.
Right.
Should I complain about that? Because I don't. And I don't have, she was complaining about people going to an ER and having stuff getting done, illegals getting, you know, health care due to that. I'm like, I'm fine with that. I don't want sick people running around. I'd rather them be able to get on the exchange, because they're not even allowed to buy on the exchange without subsidies, which is ridiculous to me. They can pay full price on the exchange, but they're not allowed to do it if they're not documented. And that seems crazy. I want people to be healthy because I live in a society. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I often hear the argument about I don't use it, so I shouldn't have to pay for it.
Ugh.
But, like, you use everything. Like, the infrastructure is everybody's infrastructure.
Right.
The roads, the bridges, the sidewalks, the power, the water, the air. You know, these are the things that we pay for because we collectively need them. And whether you have a direct tie to it, you mentioned schools. You may not have kids in schools, but, you know, the quality of your local schools impacts all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Your workforce that's local, which brings jobs that you might one day get as well. I mean, there's all kinds of things that a strong public school system helps. And I would let people know, you know, if you're a furloughed federal employee, you know, there might be opportunities for you as a substitute school teacher at your local school division. And if you've got children and your income has changed, you know, you might qualify for free and reduced meals now. So for your children. So reach out to your local school system and find out. There are ways to find help.
Well, that is lovely advice to give to people,
absolutely.
Because you are a school board president, so you know these things.
Former, thankfully.
Former.
That's true.
That is true. It is former.
Just a member.
Yep.
Okay.
And doing incredible work while being just a member.
Thank you.
You're not just a member.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Carl. I know Stephanie will be happy to see you next Thursday.
Yep.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Carl.
It is 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Furf.
Furf.
Well, hallelujah, and we don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. Thank you. Mm-hmm. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
To our said Constitution. FERF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text the name Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Go to ffrf.us/school. Seriously, Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. Text fees may apply.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Zyppah.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?
If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 55 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
And Bella with a Z.
Hey.
Not Stella with a Z.
Or Zelda.
Or Zelda. Or with Elizabeth. A Z, which it actually has yeah. a Z, so there is that. Ken in Arizona, hi. Ken?
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, we're Ken. Well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'm just kind of struggling to understand what you and Chris said about Hakeem Jeffries. And I know he's not a perfect person. And as an African man myself, mm-hmm. when I saw that post with the hat
mm-hmm.
and with Maxine Waters,
mm-hmm.
it just kind of struck me as kind of a early African American man with a watermelon picture.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is something, I'm in my 50s, this is something that I've seen before me because I'm a student of history and I know African-American history and American history. And it's happening all over again.
It
and
is.
It's just, you're just frustrated about it. So you want to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not satisfying to you or Chris.
Not me.
But no, no, it wasn't Jody.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me finish, let me finish.
It wasn't me, it was Bella.
Oh, all right, Bella, I'm sorry. I know it's not satisfying, and I know what Hakeem Jeffries did, but it really hurt, and I think Chris did say about victim. He's not a victim.
Mm-mm.
He's calling that out in anger. He's calling that out in anger because he's pissed,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to do something that'll probably get him fired or put him jailed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's BS.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So when you have a president that puts something like that out,
mm-hmm.
and when we don't have the whole community, don't call Hakeem Jeffries a victim. Go at the person who put that hatred out and call them the victim.
Amen.
The victim.
Then why didn't he do that? Why didn't he do that?
He did not say
that Trump was a victim.
He did no. I'm saying in figuratively, Trump is the one that's acting like a victim.
And okay, then why didn't Hakeem Jeffries say that? If that's what you want Hakeem Jeffries to do, why didn't he say that?
Because Hakeem Jeffries, just like Barack Obama or any other black person that's at that level, you got to walk on eggshells.
Amen.
Because people are going to complain.
All right,
on
Ken,
you
we got to go. It's a heartbreak. I'm so sorry, sir, but I agree with you.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue from On Location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll continue to follow the government shutdown. And when entertainment and politics cross over, who do you hold accountable? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack at a synagogue in Manchester, England. Two people were killed, three seriously hurt when a man drove his car into people outside the temple and then attacked them with a knife. ABC's Lama Hassan has more.
The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, he cut short a meeting with EU leaders in Denmark to come home to hold an emergency meeting on the security situation in the country. You know, he said that there'll be extra police assets at synagogues across the UK. And the fact that this happened on Yom Kippur, he says, makes it all the more horrific.
The gunman shot and killed by police. The government shutdown in Washington continues. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers now either working without pay or not working also without pay. President Trump saying he will meet with his budget director today to discuss laying off many of those who've been furloughed. A flotilla of about 50 ships stopped by Israel's Navy as it tries to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza. This is ABC News.